But I just want to quickly touch something.
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
I believe this is going to bless many people. This is a short exhortation, as we call it. I'll title this, What the Devil Wants to Do to You. You got to what gives us information. Gives us an advantage. It's an advantage. God's word is an advantage to every man who would use it. It gives you information. In the garden, God told Adam, there's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat of it. God gives you an advantage such that you are not caught as a surprise. We are in a world where many people step into traps unknown. You know, they didn't see it coming. They didn't feel it. They didn't have a sense of something is just there waiting to devour. You know, Peter calls, he said, the devil is like a roaring lion looking for whom to devour. Imagine, you know, it's something else if you just meet a lion on the road. How many have seen a lion before? Nah. You've seen a lion before in the zoo? On TV? You see a lion physically in the zoo. If it's not in the zoo, let me see your hands. Okay, we are safe. He stays in our house. So that we know that we're not the follow up to your side. I don't get a follow up someone that has lion. The lion meets you at the gate. Who are you looking for? Alright. But have you stepped into someone's house before? Who has a very crazy dog? You know those dogs that they're not dogs. I have. They didn't tell me they had dogs intentionally. They knew that they told me that they had dogs. I won't come. I think that was 2006 or 7. So I entered the compound and I can be quite bold. So I just entered the compound, I was bouncing. And they were smiling. The two brothers, they knew what they were doing. I was smiling and they said, why are you bring the Scrabble? I was like, play Scrabble. Bring the Scrabble, let's go. Say, will you win? I said, I will win. Bring anybody in your family, I will win. He said, when you win, we'll now give you what we want to give you. So I was wondering, what do they want to give me? I just heard the gate close from the back. So why are you guys closing gates? Before you know it, something walked out. Majestic. I said, quite tall. I started sweating. I don't know. Is this tongues you want to speak? What exactly you want to say? I started sweating. He said, Scrabble, I said, don't worry. You have won. Open the gates. Let me go. He said, no. He will not do anything to you. If he just wants to play with you, don't you know their language? I don't know their language. And I don't think he wants to play with me. Something is backing this seriously at me. He said he wants to play with me. Help me with it. Let me beg him. You know, but imagine I had an information that there was a dog inside. That's what God's word does for us. So it tells you, beware of dogs. There's something inside. And so, if I now decide to go inside, it's on me. God's word gives us an head start. And that's what I want to look at. Because there is something the devil wants to do to a lot of believers. The moment you make your mind to stand on God's word and walk with the Lord in your life, the moment you make up your mind that you're not going to live according to the world, but according to God's word, the devil wants to do something. But you're smart. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, says, for though we walk in the flesh, that is, we are humans, we go to the market, we go to school, we go to social places, we go for weddings. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down of strongholds. Now, let me explain something, because sometimes we don't understand some of these terminologies. When you say a stronghold, now, if you watch war movies, or if you've seen war movies before, what is a stronghold? If you watch war movies, you see that the army, it's a very tactical war. They will hide behind something. They can have a castle, an underground, maybe a bunker. You know, they will have something that you dare not come inside. Because that's their stronghold. So what they do is they hide behind, usually it's a wall of stones. Big, tall stones. They use it to build something. So they hide there. Then when they want to hurt the enemy, they go out, they fire, then they hide. Oftentimes those walls are bulletproof. And because of arrows, they will not be able to enter. So, that's their stronghold. It's where you hide to hurt the enemy. It's almost like a place of safety. But Paul says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So Paul says there's a stronghold where the enemy hides and he destroys from there. So there's a stronghold where the devil will hide. He will hide behind ideas. That's why he uses the word thoughts and imaginations. He hides behind ideas, behind ideals, behind reasons. He will hide there, so you will not see the devil coming. Go on. He's in a stronghold. So when you picture a stronghold, it's something you can walk past and say, there's nothing happening here, but there's war going on. Amen. Alright, so Paul gives us a picture that the devil hides in strongholds. He hides in strongholds. Ideas, ideals, systems. But he says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Look at verse 5. Can we read verse 5 together, everybody? Come on. Want to go? Casting down imagination. Wait. The word casting down is a violent word. When you say casting down, it looks like casting down. You know, just cast it down. It's a war term. It's violent. It's something you do vehemently. It's serious. It's a casting down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It means one of the ways the devil will work is that he will contrast God's word. I don't think this is hard to discern. The devil has never changed his tactics. From the very beginning, the way you will know that this is not God is that there will be a voice that will say opposite. So God has said, you will not eat of every tree in the garden. Then someone comes and says, is the tree that bad? Looking at it, I don't see the big deal. God says there's a big deal. There's someone who says, I don't see the big deal. It's just a tree. Paul says, you do fast to cast it down. So it's not passive. Because what the devil wants to do to you is not passive. He's going to hide behind reasonings. He's going to hide behind ideas. He's going to hide, and he'll be logical. And he wants to hurt the believer. Like I said, if someone tells you, you know what? At Yaba, some guys will come. There was a time like that. Was it during the lockdown? And then they had 1 million boys. What do they call it? Yeah? A group of unemployed guys who chose that they would be fighting during a pandemic. Very useless boys. So what they would do is, I think they would just go. Sorry, what were they doing? Exactly. Because we were indoors. They were robbing people's shops and houses and all of that. And then people started keeping the Jews, burning tires, men them, now staying, they will not sleep, they will sleep in the afternoon. You know? So it's all that 1 million boys will be at Yaba tomorrow, robbing people. What do? You go to market. Huh? So I must buy that clothes today. Right? You postpone your buying of clothes next week. Why? Because you have an extract. You have an information. God's word is giving you that extract. This is what the devil wants to do. He wants to attack God's word. I'm going to make it clearer. I believe this for someone tonight. Because I just wanted us to have a Holy Ghost meeting. He says, you must cast down the imagination. So when you got saved, what God begins to do is to begin to deal with your mind. Begin to deal with how you reason. Hence, you must protect your mind. You've got to protect your mind. Let God dwell there. If you're going to let me say this. Look up. Say there's no fear here. Don't be scared of the devil. You know the way John puts it? Paul tells us he's defeated. Jesus tells us he's defeated. Like lightning from heaven, I see him fall. Listen, is defeated. In fact, the way John put it, say you will see him on that day, and you'll be like, is this you? Amen. Have you seen some people before? They can talk online. I remember that there was a year like that, Maryland. There was one guy used to abuse me. He would say a lot of things on Maryland. Then we got to Unilag. So someone said, that's him, Solomon Kinneko. I took my lesson. This is you. House with my guys, FT guys. There's that down there. FT guys. I said, this is you. He usually did the same. He was shaking. I said, it cannot be him. See, this guy cannot type all of those things that he said he typed. So they took his phone. Log in. It's him. That's the way you see the devil. Amen. So you will look at him and say, sorry, Jesus, this cannot be the devil that was terrorizing the world. Who is the person exactly? He's defeated. But when someone is defeated, what does he do? He lies. The only power he has is when you say yes to what he says. Paul says, there is something about your mind the devil wants to get into. So when people come and say, you know what, ministry, I'm even tired. I don't know. Should I be going ahead? Should all these things? See, me, I don't know. I don't want to live it. That's not you talking. That's the devil. It's getting into your mind. And you need to cast down strong imaginations. You need to do it quick. That's the devil talking. That's the devil talking. If the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Eve had been seeing it every day. You know, she wasn't seeing it for the first time. Amen. As God said, you know, tree of knowledge of good and evil. In this garden. Where is it? North east or north west? She was not asking questions. I know exactly what the tree is. I've seen it. What's it? What about it? So what does the devil want to do? He wants to get into your head. Don't allow it. God's word is giving you an head start now. Talking to someone. I don't think this is for everybody. God's word is giving you an head start. Now call it a warning if you want. He would hide behind logical things. Things that appear logical. But no, it's leading to the dark. Be careful. Be careful. As God said, you will not eat of every tree that is of the garden. You didn't even take it as serious. But the devil came. There's a tree like that. The devil should not eat it or touch it. Say, okay. I get. There was something I really want to say, but don't worry. He said, no, say it now. I've told you before. Whenever someone wants to tell you something, I say, don't worry. Then don't worry. It's okay. Don't let ufofo and gossip in. Someone said, there's something I even want to tell you. Never mind. Believer. Tell me now. Let me know. I do it. If you tell me, never mind. You can bet your bottom dollar. I will not mind. Every time I do it, people now say, you not even say, you said never mind. That's what you said. Well, why should I bother? You don't want to say it. Why should I pay? Why should I press more? So the devil told Eve, never mind. Trust Eve. What's it? What do you know that you're not telling me? And not much actually, just that there's something special about the tree. That's all I can tell you. Special. Tell me now. You know more. Okay, I'll give you my husband. The devil said, I don't usually say these things. I don't usually tell people all of these things. Which people? They are the first people you met. I don't usually tell people these things, but you will be like God. You can't imagine what I'm really seeing. Bible says, and suddenly, Eve's perception of the tree changed. She had not tasted it, but she said, it's good for food. She has not touched it. She has not tasted it. Suddenly said, the tree is pleasant. The same tree, it's not the same tree you have been seeing. You have been seeing the same tree for a year. Say the tree is pleasant. It's pleasant to the eye and it's good for food. How did you know Eve? But that's exactly what he wants to do. He wants to get into your head. He wants to be changing your perception. Remember some years ago, from a few years ago, I just started preaching last year. Some years ago, I had some brothers, we were preaching together. We were young people. I'm still very young. But when you were younger, we were probably 16, 15, 17. And I think I've shared this story with some of you. We told ourselves we are going to preach the gospel. We are going to reach the world. We are going to do wonders for Jesus. We were serious. We were praying. We were serious children. Hallelujah. About 13 of us. And someone told us, an elderly minister, was in Scripture Union, and told us, because we used to work with Scripture Union to preach to secondary schools. I've been doing that since like 13, 14. And he told us that the devil will scatter you guys. And we thought he hated us. He said, the devil will scatter you guys. You have to be careful. And you have to be prayerful. No, as a young person, you feel like all these old people. And we're saying, no. Christo. Christocentric. No, we move. We cover. We are bound. But what he was, he knew what he was saying. He said, be careful. And take time to pray together. So he said, no. We are past that place. We are past that place where the devil is the one we are looking at. There's nothing we can do yet. No. We move. We gallant. No, those are the words we use though. I'm not coining words. We are gallant. Gallant soldiers. Yes. And one by one, also someone got a job in Ege. Was it Ege? Ege first. Got a job in Ege. From there, you just did not hear anything. Oh, Grandpa, what are you doing for the Lord there? He used to attend this church. No more. Last time, he sent me a message. About 2021-2022. My birthday. Just called me. Hi, you hear me? How are you doing? I said, okay, fine. Before then, he used to call me M.O.G. That's what we call ourselves. Sometimes you don't even remember name. M.O.G. Alpha. Spiritual man. Those are words. Spirit man. In fact, there was one we call spirit. Like when you're messing already, happy birthday, spirit. Then, how is ministry? Say, which kind of question? Which kind of question? I knew what was going on. I'm a pastor. So I called one of us and said, when last did you hear from social person? He said, long time. I called another person, when last did you hear from social person? He said, pastor, let us go there. Let's pray for him. That's what they want to see. When I got talking to him, I discovered that a lot of things have changed in his mind. The highest commitment he has now is Chelsea. And Chelsea is Chelsea. That's the highest commitment he has in life. He was wanted to be talking to me. I was asking me, she was asking me, you know, go win league. I'm talking to you about Jesus, you're talking about Arsenal. I love Arsenal, no. Different gravity, amen. I can ditch Arsenal in 1 minute. You are not paying me a dime. Amen. That's exactly what the devil wants to do. But guess what? He's not going to come as the devil. He wants to get into your head. True reasonable facts. What I call it? Reasonable. No, it will not sound, away from what, like you feel like this makes sense now. Remember some years ago someone told me, say you're too smart and talented, whatever it means by talent, because I don't have any talent. So you're too smart and talented to just be about Jesus thing. So why not find something else to do? I said, I love that Jesus thing. And I have a lot of other things I'm doing. You really don't want to be in my life right now. Hallelujah. He said, maybe you should just mind your business. Hallelujah. When you talk too much, you will get the response you're not meant to get. Maybe you should just mind your business and don't bother about me too much. Don't bother about me. Is your life now boring? So boring that my own that is very interesting to you. Mind your business. I love that Jesus thing you're talking about. Now, so someone says that thing, and then you begin to give it a thought. It's true. And I know how to make Komo. I start Komo factory. Komo.ng. Let my staff more than people buy Komo. I will export Komo to Dubai. Your life will not be around Komo. Because someone said, you are so talented. Calm down. What does the devil want to do to you? He wants to give you some reasonable words. The tree is good for fruit. How will God say you should not taste something when you have not even tasted it? How will God say it's bad for you? How will you know it's bad? You think for yourself. A pastor is telling you that so, and you two are taking it like dummy. A pastor is telling you that, this is the way is this someone that will tell you how to live your life? He's going to say, we're not saying rule now. When the Bible says that someone will tell me how to live my life. Careful. The stronghold. Someone is attacking from the stronghold. You can't see it, but you are seeing the arrow. Calm down. Pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. You know, in Matthew 16.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Matthew 16. Very interesting discourse. Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they say, some said you're Jeremiah, some said you're John, some said you're Elijah. He said, who do you? Then he popped the question. Who do you say that I am? And Peter said in verse 16, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said, let that you summon by Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this, but my Father which is in heaven. That means God is by revelation from God. Then just shortly after, verse 20, then he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that it was Jesus the Christ. Then from that time forth, he began to tell them, verse 21, from that time forth, Jesus showed them to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, he must suffer the things from the elders and Jesus, he must be killed and be raised again the third day. So he began to tell them about his death and resurrection. But look at verse 22. Then Peter took him. Now, what did he just tell Peter? Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. It was revealed by who? My Father which is in heaven. That means, you are walking in the spirit, Peter. God is showing you things, Peter. Then he began to talk about his death and resurrection. And Peter took him, that's 22, look at the Bible, and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from you, Lord. That's not your portion. But he turned and said to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. 3 minutes ago, he said, the Father just revealed it unto you, Peter. Of everybody here, you are the only one thinking. You are the only one hearing from God. 3 minutes later, Satan, get thee behind me. What just happened? Why did he call him Satan? Or why did he use that appellation? Can we read it together? Want to go? Verse 23, want to go? And he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me. For you serve not the things that be of God. You are not reasoning with God's word. You are reasoning with humanity. So what does that tell you? Look up. Humanity without Christ can be demonic. I thought about that before writing it. I thought about it very well. Humanity, let me say the way it's in my book. Humanity without Christ is subject to darkness. Jesus said, the moment you stop savoring the things that be of God and you were looking at the things that be of men, Satan, get it behind you, Satan. That means humanity is not enough. I pray God really, really explains this to you. Amen. There's no better way I can just say it now. Humanity without Christ is subject to darkness. He said, no matter how golden the idea is, no matter how moral and social and appealing it is, if it's just human without God's word, it's subject to darkness. Subject to darkness. Be careful of ideas that look platonic. They cannot hurt. They look neutral. Nothing is neutral. Watch out for the influence. What does the devil want to do to the believer? He wants to get into your head. Watch out. Watch out for that voice that says, it's not that bad. It's just a tree. It's just a fruit. It's just a fruit, people must know. It's just a fruit of good and evil. You know, you have some friends, just come. Just say some things. One of the things I learned early in ministry is that the ministry of Christ, listen to me very well, is not enduring. I don't know how to put that one. Enduring is we are working together. Eh? Learn to serve God regardless of who falls behind. Because the truth is, in the journey of faith, you are going to see those who will rise, and you are going to see those who will fall. But I speak to you, nothing must affect you. Nothing, nothing, nothing. You will be untouched. In the name of Jesus. Every time people talk to me about people who fall and who used to serve God. What I tell myself is, but there are people who used to serve God and they are still serving God. That's where I belong. That's my party. Amen. That's my own WhatsApp group. People who are serving God, who will serve God, who will continue to serve God. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the situation. That's where I am. What does the devil want to do to you? He wants to get into your head. Moses sent 12 people, 12 experienced, honorable, respected people. He said, go and spy the land. Go and see what's going on there. Now, these guys are reasonable. They were respected. In fact, the best of every tribe of Israel. They got there. That's number 13. They got there. Yeah. Nice. This place is nice. They all came back. And when they were reporting, let's go up number 13, verse 28. What does the devil, there's something the devil wants to do to every believer. Numbers 13, verse 27. And they told him, they said, when we came to the land where you sent us, it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit. I mean, they even brought the fruit. Nevertheless, the people that are strong in the land, the cities are walled, and they are very great. We also saw the children of Anak there. You know, are they trying to scare Moses? I know, understand that you have vision and all, but we saw the children of Anak there. I mean, Moses had seen Pharaoh. He has seen the sea. Who are the children of Anak? That's me. So we saw the children of Anak there. Imagine, these are respectable people. Verse 29. The Amalekites dwell in the land to the south. And the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites, they dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea, by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it. We can overcome it. I love when Jerome said something. He said, Caleb just did what Paul said. Cast down the imagination. And I told you, casting down the imagination is something you do fast. It's not passive. So when the devil speaks to your head, you have to act on it fast. He said, no! No! You know, he says some things and says, no. I'm not weak. Things might be happening right now that make me look like I'm not performing to the standards or to what people, to what leaders expect of me, to what God probably expects of me. But you know what? I'm still a child of God. And I love Jesus and I want to serve him all of my life. And I will give anything. So get it behind me, Satan. No. I'm not going to follow the whims of men. I'm not going to allow humanity to dictate how I live my life. No, get it behind me, Satan. That's what Caleb did. Immediately, they gave the news and said, you know, the Anaks are there, the Amalekites, the Jebusites. I said, let's go there. See, sometimes delayed obedience is what leads to no obedience. The moment you start delaying it, you know what? What I'll do is that I will start preaching from next month. Now, that prayer group, I will start prayer group from next 2 weeks. Why are you delaying it? When the strongholds come, you pull it down now. Alright? So, that's not where we're going to. Caleb said, we can overcome it, verse 30. But the men that went up with him said, we are not able to go against the people, for they are stronger than us. And they brought up the evil reports of the land, which they had searched on the children of Israel, saying, the land that we have gone to search is a land that eats up its inhabitants. And all the people that saw it, they were men of great stature. And where we saw giants, the son of Anak. They were really concerned about the sons of Anak. The sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Imagine, they told them, they said, this is what the devil wants to do. Is that? I don't think I'm part of people that will do all this crass thing. I don't think I'm part of people. I don't think is this particular thing I've been doing. You know, I don't think I can stop it. I don't think I can actually be committed. I don't think I can actually maintain this fire. Now you can. They were the ones that you are like grasshopper. And that's how we wind their side. They didn't even know how those ones were seeing them. If they didn't even see them. And I don't want to say Joshua was smarter. So when Joshua was going to send spies, he sent just 2 people. You know, it's easier for 2 people to agree than 12. He just sent 2 people. But we learned that Joshua and Caleb would be fine. He just sent 2 people. All those 12 tribes, forget that. He just sent 2 people. Go and spy. And when you are done, come to me. Come and tell me what you saw. Hallelujah. Reasonable response. No, these guys were reasonable. They were respected. You know, the best man, the most educated man from every tribe. What did you see? Say, let me tell you the truth. You can't do it. That's what the devil said. Get into your head. Now, what did I say? His response will not look like it's the devil. It will look like this is normal. Now, this is someone who is saying, he's seeing things from a good perspective. No. Peter was seeing it from a normal perspective. Human perspective, you will not die. And how can Jesus call him Satan? Peter was saying, you will not die. No. Ah, Jesus, stop talking like that. In your name, you will not die. How can you say you die and rise again? You should not even be rising again. Why should you be rising again? You should not die in the first place. Just say, no, Satan, get it behind you. It looks good what you just said, but it does not side with God's word. Ask yourself, am I siding with God's word? Ask yourself, what that person told me, does it side with God's word? What does the devil want to do today? He wants to get into your head. Something logical. Something reasonable. But you won't allow it. Like Caleb, we'll go over quick. We'll possess the land. will not give it a thought. We'll just keep walking in what God has promised us. No, we are not stupid. We'll renew our mind and we walk by the Spirit. Like Paul said in Ephesians 4:27, we give no room to the devil. Amen. Say, I give no room to the devil. I give no room to the devil. I give no space. I give no space to the devil. In my head, in my thoughts, there is no room. I didn't hear you. It's a shouting verse. Say, there's no room for the dark. There's no room. There's no room. There's no room for darkness. There's no room. There are many voices in the world today. You know, every day, you know, different thoughts. Some people just come. It sounds like an advice. It sounds like good counsel. I told you, not every good counsel is a godly counsel. Not every good counsel is a godly counsel. David came to war. He brought food. He dropped food. And he said, who is this on the outside Philistine? Eliab said, who did you leave the sheep with? The little sheep that our father gave to you. Who did you leave it with? Why have you come to war? You came to show yourself. Get back home. Good counsel. If I see our last born at war, that's a good counsel. I'm going to tell. If I see our last born at war, go back home. Is that what you do? Huh? You want to protect your sibling, right? Go back home. I'm here. You two want to come here. Two children of one father. If July has not decided to use us for Syria, our father will be mourning two people. You go back home. Good counsel. But is it godly? You know what God's plan is? Elias will die. Put it any way you want to put it. God's plan. David will kill Goliath. Why should he go back home? A good counsel is not equal to a godly counsel. Follow godly counsels. Follow God's plan. Watch for it. And even in seeming weakness, even in seeming not understanding where God is taking you, go a day at a time. Go a day at a time. Go a day at a time. And you will see the road light up before you. And as you take one step, and as you take one step, and the other step, and the other step, what you are going to see is a beam of light right in front of you. It's God's word leading you. It's God's voice leading you. And it's going to lead you even into places unknown, places uncharted. But where your mind has not gone to before, where your experience has not taken you before, but it's going to lead and guide you. It's going to lead and guide you. And he's going to lead and guide you. Joshua never guided Israel. Say Moses passed through, but God led him all the way. God led him all the way. His voice, charting his course. And so are you. So are you in the hand of our Lord God Almighty. He'll lead you, and he'll guide you, and he'll preserve you, and he'll protect you. And he will be a father unto you. Do not be scared. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God will lead you. For the Lord your God will guide you. For the Lord your God will be your father. He will be your father. So there's no need to be scared. There's no need to throw in all the logic. There's no need to throw in all the mathematics. There's no need to start being calculative about it all. And say, you know what? And what this person actually said is true. And what that person actually said is true. What about if I just drop this one and I take this one and I drop this one? No. What has God said? Sometimes, even if it sounds foolish, God has taken the foolish things of this world, and he has confounded the wise, and he has chosen the foolish things of this world, that salvation will come by the preaching of the gospel. If salvation will come just by saying, not by war, then God can do more things. How about you just trusting in him? How about you just taking the word of God a day at a time? How about you just walking in faith, and just throwing your gaze at the cross? How about just throwing your gaze at the Christ? How about just letting go of every other thing, every other voice, and carry his voice. Make it a pillar of your life. Make it a pillar of your life. Take his voice. Take his word. How about you soak yourself and get a world view? A world view that is colored with Christ. How about making him the anchor of your decisions and the reason for your future? That's what God wants you to do. But what does the devil want you to do? He wants to get into your head with reasonable logic, with things that appear reasonable right now. But is it godly? No. Where does it lead to? There's a way that seems right unto a man. But the end part is destruction. That's what the God was saying. The end part is destruction. You know, you're not going to be destroyed. No. You're going to walk in the light all your life. You know, and regardless of whatever the devil has in plan, you are going to trod on. You are going to walk on like a soldier of Christ. You are going to walk on. You are going to walk on. You know, Paul told Timothy, he said, you know, endure hardness like a soldier. There's no soldier that is caught in the marketplace pricing stuffs. There's no soldier caught in the marketplace. He said, a soldier will endure hardness and will take himself as a soldier of Christ. He will take his cross and will follow. You follow. That's who you are. How are you a soldier of Christ? A soldier of Christ. You know what? You know what? The present circumstances don't tie you down. No. No, they will pass. It has come to pass. It's going to pass. It's going to pass. It's going to pass away. You know, all of those pressures and all of those things mounting on you and all those voices in your head that are trying to derail you, that are trying to hold you back, forces against your soul, they are going to stop. They are going to stop because you're going to walk in the light and the light will break the yoke. Yes, that's what God says. Light will break the yoke. So there's no voice that will try. There's no other 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 name that will try. There's no other voice that will try. Be it friends, be it society. No. Only Jesus will lead. Only Jesus will lead. Only Jesus will lead you. He will lead you. He will lead you in your head. He will lead you in your eyes. He will lead you in your mind. You begin to see from his eyes. You begin to see from his eyes. And what he doesn't want, you will not want. What he doesn't want, you will not want. You begin to see yourself just as he sees you. You will not entertain thoughts that opposes his thoughts. You will not entertain words that oppose his words. You know, just like Jesus, you will say of yourself, I have come to set the liberty loose, to set those who are bound at liberty, to heal the sick, to bring comfort to the broken. That's who you are. That's exactly what God made you to be. You know, and no friend, and no blog, no influence will take that away from you. The devil will not hide behind strongholds and take that away from you. Because you'll be strong and you'll be courageous. You'll be strong and you'll be courageous. You'll be strong and you'll be courageous. You know, all around your life, God is going to make the peace of God prevail. You know, his peace will prevail all around you. And you will serve him. You will serve him with ease. You know, you serve him with ease. You serve him with ease. And your children and your children's children will serve him. You believe that? Can we just pray for ourselves? You're a soldier of Christ. March on. You're a soldier of Christ. March on. I cast down imaginations. Thoughts. That put themselves against the word of God. No, I'm going to serve God. I'm not going to run and hide. I won't run and hide. Whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, I won't hide. I'm not behind the curtains. I'm a child of God. Right in front, at the center of God's will for my life. No other thoughts prevail. No other thoughts prevail. I am smart to see what the devil is doing. I'm smart to read in between the lines. Yes, I'm smart. I'm smart. Get it behind me, Satan. Get it behind me, Satan. Get it behind me, Satan. You see that plan? It will not work. Get it behind me, Satan. 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 My discernment is sharpened to read in between the lines. To spot darkness in syllables. To spot darkness. No matter how logical they come. To spot darkness. I'm a child of God. I live for him.